Well, good morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. I've been struggling, of which I'm not happy about, with this message. I've been struggling for days with this message. A little while back, I had some visitors come to the museum. And pleasant people. But the conversation started out with one speaking about trying to be a good Christian. Now, there's no adjective with a Christian. A Christian is one who is in Christ and whom Christ is in. Period. Traditions. Do this and don't do that. Have perverted the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation, into thinking somehow or other that we need to qualify. You hopefully by this hesitation can hear my struggle. You know, let's let the word of God go forth today, and to you whom God, by his grace, unmerited favor, nothing you did to deserve it, to whom God has given ears to hear. Paul says in the first chapter of Romans, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the good news, the God spiel, the God speaking of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that faiths." And a measure of faith, Romans will tell you much later, is given to every man. To the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that faitheth. We don't have that word in our English language, but faith, we need to speak of it again. In the language of the day, Greek prevailed, and in that language, this word, pistis or pisteo, that's the verb, the noun comes from the verb, the noun is pistis, the verb is pisteo. And the definition was to act on something based upon belief in something sustained by confidence. It didn't matter what the object of your faith was. Faith was acting based upon a belief sustained by confidence. Let me see if I can separate. When you're driving down the road and you come to a green light, you don't stop, you go through it. You go through it by faith that those encountering the red light are going to stop. That's faith. But Jesus reached into that language and he pulled that word pisteo out and he made it his. And a simple definition of faith is acting on the promises of God. That God is faithful. That God is righteous. And this word righteous or righteousness has to do with keeping covenant. And God does what he says. And Jesus spoke of God's word, and he said, it is truth. It is reality. Now, there is more to life than what we see. For the second in 2 Corinthians, it tells us we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk, we live by the word of God, by his grace, through his gift of faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, back to that encounter at the museum. We spent a long time in the Word. And the people were encouraged. There was one who had somewhat of a dubious look. And a few times attempted to correct me with verses from the Pentateuch, from the law, from the Torah of God. This is why it is so dangerous. And it is a tool of Satan to take verses of God's word out of context. And there are times when the whole word of God is required for understanding. I want to go to the 10th chapter of Romans. No, let's start out in the 9th chapter. Let's go. Paul is talking of Israel. And he's made this argument, and he says after this argument, what shall we say then? That the Gentiles followed not after righteousness have attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not obtained to the law of righteousness. Now, earlier, Paul in the fifth chapter talks of the gift of righteousness. That is the gift of God, of his righteousness. If we went back to the first chapter of Romans, and it's so important, it says, of the gospel of Christ, the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that faitheth, to the Jew first, that's he came to his own, and we all know that verse, and his own received him not, and also to the Greek, to the Gentiles, as we continue, for therein is a righteousness of or from God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, King James translation, the just shall live by faith. The proper is the righteous shall live by faith. The speaking of Israel, they have not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. That's Christ. They could not, they had not, as of yet, received the grace of Christ. But the scripture tells us they will recognize him whom they have pierced. That's a promise of God. As it is written, it says, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. Oh, you're not gonna be my righteousness, God. I'm seeking that righteousness by following your law. Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever faitheth on him shall not be ashamed. Who? Let's go on. 10th chapter opens. It says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, not according to epignosin. That's contact knowledge. It's first-hand relationship. They haven't been enlightened yet. And that's where so many Christians, and that's where Satan has fooled so many of God's people, of the people who belong to the Lord. I don't want you to be fooled. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, no good Christian, you're either in Christ or you are not. And if you're in Christ, you are complete. Whether you see it or not, the scripture says he'll sanctify us wholly over there. In the meantime, we live by faith, not by sight. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone that faitheth, that faiths, that grabs hold of God's promises as though they are more real than anything we might see. For Christ is the end. The word is teleos. It means the complete. The law of God was complete, perfect in Christ Jesus our Lord. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man that doeth those things shall live by them. That's Leviticus 18:5. And I'm sorry, every graveyard in the world testifies that no one doeth the law, for God gave that law a type of his righteousness to show that we could not do it, that because of his love, God gave the alternative to the law of works. And that is the law of faith, by which we live, by which the righteous shall live. Faith and righteousness, they're equal. Righteousness is faith. Faith is righteousness from God. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith the scripture? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. And I'm with Paul. I'm preaching it. I'm preaching it as long as God gives me breath, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall faith in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is that God has raised Jesus from the dead. The resurrection, it says right on the very first thing in the God school, that the resurrection of Christ is the foundation and chief cornerstone of Christianity. For with the heart man faitheth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, proclamation is a better translation than the King James, is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever faiths on him shall not be ashamed. I'm not ashamed of what God in Jesus Christ has done for me. And I'm not ashamed of what God in Jesus Christ has done for the people who belong to him, that is, his church. For there is no difference between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. It says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they faith in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Well, you got one today. And how shall they preach except they be sent? Sent of God, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Irene, that fact that in Christ God has set us together again. And bring good tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who has believed our report? Who has, the Hebrew, I've said it 100 times, the Hebrew says, who has amened our report? Who has amened our preaching? God is doing this, folks. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I hate the limit of time on shortwave, but we're going to do some hearing right now. Just let the word speak to you. Let the word enter your ears and comfort your heart as to the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation. Paul says in the second chapter of the book of Colossians, he says, for I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, and none of you on shortwave radio have ever seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted and knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance, confidence of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of our Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man beguile you with enticing words, that is to cheat, or give a false accounting of what Christianity is. Christianity is God fulfilling that declaration wherein he says in Ephesians 1:4 that he has chosen out for himself out from among those he has not chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, I don't want any so-called Christian preacher beguiling you, cheating you. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying in beholding your order and the steadfastness, that is the bulwark or the fortification of your faith in Christ. As ye therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, in Christ. 77 times the Apostle Paul, whom God chose to make full manifestation of what God in Christ has and is and will do for us. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete, same word, teleos, in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers, whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sin, sins of the flesh, and by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein ye also are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. God promised if Jesus did what he did, he would raise him up. And every verse in the New Testament which speaks of the resurrection of Christ speaks of God raising him up. And it speaks of that same God who raised up Christ from the dead shall also raise us up. Buried with him in baptism, wherein we acknowledge our sin and the result of it. God, in this word, tells us over and over again, we are dead in trespasses and sin. Wherein ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him, that is Christ, from the dead, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he given life together with him, with Christ, having forgiven you all your trespasses. You know, in that Lord's Prayer, it says, forgive us our sins. God has not only forgiven our sins or our debts, but he has, through one worth more than the whole world put together, paid our debts. blotting out, listen, blotting out the handwriting in ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. It's not the works of the law anymore. Christ completed, lived perfectly the law. That was the price of redemption. And he paid it in full. Sorry, the folks on shortwave radio don't get to hear the end of this. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. King James says, in it, better translation, in himself he came out of that grave with the keys to death and to hell. That was the power that Satan had over us, wherein he could accuse us of all our shortfallen condition. You know, we don't sin. We're not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. But God has taken in Christ that power of Satan over us when God raised Christ from the dead, who came out with the keys, that is the power of death and hell and the grave. Let no man judge you in meat or drink or in respect of a holy day or of a new moon or of the Sabbath. Which was a shadow of things to come, but the body, the substance is Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in voluntary humility and in worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not beholding the head, not beholding Christ, which all the body, joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments, from the element of the world, why, as though living in the world, ye are subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not. Don't give me your law out of context. Christ is the end of the law, whether they be the law of the Pentateuch or of the traditions of man. Subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship. Oh, I did this. Look at what I did. You know, in that seventh chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, those who come and testify about what they did, about their will worship, about what they were willing to do, Jesus said, be gone from me, I never knew you. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship, and humility, and the neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on the things, not on things on the earth. Boy, this earth is in great chaos. But let me, as we close this message today, comfort you with this reality. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. That's the gospel of Christ, of which I am not ashamed, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To the people who belong to God, keep seeking out the promises that are in conflict, that you might see conflict to those promises in your life or in this world, and grab hold of those promises. And God, by his grace, through his word, shall comfort your hearts and minds. And that's the God School for today.